Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. Both major presidential candidates are campaigning in battleground states this weekend. Former Vice President Joe Biden held drive-in events in Pennsylvania Saturday. He told voters President Trump doesn't deserve another term.
Donald Trump hasn't delivered on a damn thing he said he'd do. He hadn't delivered on infrastructure. He talked in 2017, 18, 19, 20. He's going to give us an infrastructure plan. He hadn't done a damn thing.
President Trump campaigned in Wisconsin Saturday, one of several states he's visiting this weekend. NPR's Franco Ordonez reports.
President Trump is on a five-state campaign swing this weekend, and he's drawing thousands to his rallies in Florida, North Carolina, and Ohio, though with very little social distancing. The president says that enthusiasm, though, is an indicator that his campaign is winning. And he said returns in North Carolina and Florida particularly show advantages for Republicans, though he wouldn't give specific details on the data.
We're way ahead where we were 4 years ago. I think it's very good. I don't know if it's a hidden vote. I don't know exactly what it is.
But with 10 days to go, President Trump is trailing in most national polls, and the races in both North Carolina and Florida are extremely close, as each side is working hard to turn out supporters. Franco Ordonez, NPR News.
The White House says Vice President Mike Pence will continue his busy campaign schedule, although his chief of staff has tested positive for the coronavirus. Officials say Pence and his wife have tested negative. A new study projects that a large majority of Americans wearing masks could prevent tens of thousands of COVID-19 deaths. NPR's Jason Slotkin reports on the study out in the journal Nature.
Researchers with the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation analyzed COVID-19 deaths from last February to September. They assumed that if states reintroduce social distancing measures, when daily death rates hit 8 deaths per 1 million, about 500,000 would die from COVID-19 by February. But if 95% of Americans wore masks, that would save some 130,000 lives. The researchers note that there are limitations in any projection model, and that new behaviors and policies could affect transmission rates. It was published Friday, the same day the U.S. set a new daily record for coronavirus infections, with nearly 84,000 cases reported. Jason Slotkin, NPR News.
Health officials in Charlotte, North Carolina, are ordering a church to shut down after a COVID-19 outbreak. They say more than 1,000 people attended a week-long event earlier this month. Despite local bans on large gatherings, more than 100 people became infected with COVID-19. At least 3 people died. Officials say that the church has refused to cooperate with contact tracing. This is NPR News. Pro-democracy activists in Thailand are calling for more protests Sunday, demanding the prime minister step down. They've been staging demonstrations since July, also demanding the monarchy be reformed and the constitution be rewritten. The prime minister is calling for an emergency session of parliament Monday and Tuesday in an effort to resolve the crisis. The king has had no public comment on the protests. Country music singer and songwriter Jerry Jeff Walker, the man behind Mr. Bojangles, has died after a battle with throat cancer. Walker had an outsized impact on the Austin country music scene in the 1970s. NPR's Matthew Schwartz has more.
New man Bojangles and he danced for you.
Walker was regarded as one of Austin's most influential country music artists. He said that his 1968 song, Mr. Bojangles, was inspired by a homeless man he met while spending a night in a New Orleans drunk tank. Along with Waylon Jennings and Willie Nelson, Walker helped create the genre known as outlaw country, a sort of blend between folk music and rock. During his recording career, which spanned half a century, he released 36 albums. Walker passed away Friday. He was 78. Matthew Schwartz, NPR News, Washington.
In baseball, the Tampa Bay Rays rallied in the bottom of the 9th inning and beat the Los Angeles Dodgers 8-7. This ties up the World Series at 2 games each. Game 5 will be Sunday night. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.